They do it a lot of times when you look in the Lashonis of Rishonim, they're chaylik on each other with tremendous tkifas, tremendous Lashonis that are very, very charif, very, very stark, very sharp, things that we Pashas wouldn't have said ourselves. And the question is why, L'mashal, the Raven and the Rambam and his Asaga, sometimes Imamish has unbelievable expressions to show him how much he disagrees with what the Rambam is saying. And the question is why did Rishonim use such Lashonis charifim to argue on each other? And Rav Milcha Feinstein wanted to say, that's brought down in the Yeshur and Chelik Yudalid, that the Pshat is that by the Rishonim, the Torah was mamish in their life. It was the Metzias HaChaim. The mamish couldn't live without it. And there was nothing more important to them in the whole world. When someone said something that they felt is krum, or they felt is wrong in Torah, they mamish, they couldn't hold back. They had to attack him with the tremendous charifas, tremendous kifas, as if someone was trying to attack them and trying to kill them and take away their life. And they had such a charifas when they were trying to defend their position in Torah. That's what Rav Milcha wanted to say. And Rav Milcha writes that he said he was matziah his pshat to Shver the Biskarav, and the Biskarav told him that that's not the pshat. He said, B'shem Rav Chaim, that's not the pshat. Because if that's where it was coming from, even though they cared about the Torah so much, it doesn't justify using Lashonis that are very stark like that. But Rav Chaim said a different pshat. He said it's because of the halach of Ein Masai Panim B'Torah. In Torah, you don't have to hold back. Someone says something wrong, you mamash have to tell him that it's wrong with all the charifas and all the tkifas. And that's a chelik of the mahalach of how Torah is given. The kafi, how shver you hold the svar is, that's how much you have to be chelik with such charifas to show that this is a very shver svar. If it's not so shver, it doesn't have to have the same charifas. But the way you react is determined by how shver the thing is that the person is saying. And that is how Torah is given. That's the way it should be done because of this din of Ein Masai Panim B'Torah. And Rav Michal brought a Gevaldik Raya to his shver, to Reb Chaim, from Argum over here in Daf Lamed Beis on the bottom. But the Gemara talks about a certain way of how something was said, what the halacha you can be medak from it is, and the Gemara says on the bottom line, Ella Yomerle Kuala Akati Kazais of Kazais Mibayle. And then the Gemara says, Imken Mersach Rasach. If that would be the case, if that's what he would have meant, then he would get angry and he would say, Hashu Kazais of Kazais Kuala Kazais Macha Bechutz Mibayle. And the Gemara's mama saying that you could be medak what he held based on his amount of Mersach Rasach, based on the fact that he got angry. Like Rashi says in the bottom of the Amud, "Dim svirle because I nami klala meresach rasach mahari leberischa." He would answer with anger. My two baylach hashu because I v'chulei. So it's felt like exactly the Gemara is saying that you could be medayek from the amount of anger that the Rebbe had, klape what he to understand what he held and how much he what his shita was, how much he was chaylik. So you see that in a resicha, it's not just you know, Chalila, Chisarna, Midas, they got angry, they lost their temper, but that was a chelik of the Limud HaTorah, a chelik of how Torah is learnt, that when you have a taina and something has to be done, but dafka b'sicha, that's Ein Masai Panim B'Torah, and when you hear something which is wrong, and kafi how wrong it is, or kafi what, whatever shverkeit you find in it, that's how much you have to be raseach, that's how much you have to get angry. And Memela, that is the pshat of the Rishonim, the Raven and the Rambam, when he argued with Tkifas, he felt kafi how shver he felt the Rambam is, that is what, that's the reaction that it warrants. And Memela, who is the dafka raseach in such a way, and that is a chelik of how Torah has to be given over.